Vlad Udin biography, Rich Kid? Clueless about steroids. Muscle roast. Vlad Udin is a movie director and a screenwriter whose net worth is estimated at about $13 million today. He was born in Central Russia and grew up on the streets of Moscow. Since his net worth is so high, there is good chance he grew up in a rich family, but who knows? When he was very young, he was a big fan of action heroes and was really impressed by a well-developed physique. He wasn't simply a fan of bodybuilding, he was also interested in other sports. One thing that he found interesting was the functionality of the human body and what is an athlete capable of. Vlad Udin bio and life. Vlad originally wanted to, but never became a serious sportsman himself in his early life. He admired others and wanted to share his admiration with the world. His passion did not lie in science, nor did he want to become a scientist and study human anatomy. He also never wanted to become a coach and work with athletes in that way. Vlad just wanted to present them to the world. He considered himself an artist, rather than a scientist or an athlete. Vlad was very young and had prejudices about bodybuilders, professional fighters, and other athletes. When he grew up, for some reason, it became his obsession. Vlad gained a lot of insights into these sports, and felt the rest of the world didn't know the real truth. The idea was to show it to the world and start making film. Vlad's beginning of film career. Vlad Udin moved to New York in his early 20s, and realized quickly that it was the place to be as an artist. More importantly, a filmmaker with a passion. His goal was to succeed in the field of making films, and his immigrant ambition led him to do so. He achieved what he almost considered impossible, but we do not know if he had any startup money to get going. There is a high chance of that. After a few years in New York City, he formed his own company and named it the Vladder Company. The idea of it was to finance his future film and focus strictly on one genre. He formed the Vladder Company in 2009, and not long after he started producing movies. Some of them achieved big success. Vlad's most popular documentaries? Last Day of Summer. Which he filmed the year he founded his company, in 2009. This film was not a documentary, it was a comedy drama with the lead actor DJ Qualls. Another very successful movie was the documentary Big Pun, The Legacy. The topic covered in this movie was about hip-hop culture. The movie achieved great success and was rated 7.1 on IMDb. And last but not least, and probably the best documentary of all time about bodybuilding, Generation Iron. This movie was about the bodybuilding world. Vlad tried to shine some positive light on such a stereotyped and misunderstood subculture. This movie achieved very big success and he embraced the title of this movie as his new brand. Generation Iron is now one of the biggest platforms on the internet in the fitness world. He made this movie in 2013, and it was followed by two sequels. One in 2017 and the other one in 2018. This guy almost had a heart attack not too long ago. Vlad Udin has shot and produced Generation Iron, and Generation Iron 2 in the last few years. We definitely love the moves Vlad Udin has created and are big fans of it. Even though we did a review on Generation Iron 2 that was not so hot. That said, it was brought to our attention that Vlad Udin had no clue professional bodybuilders are on steroids. When he found out, he had a heart attack and damn near died. Udin said, in my previous interview with Phil Heath, he said hard work gets it done, I had no freaking clue this dude was on steroids. Vlad Udin opinion on steroids in bodybuilding. Vlad Udin told us that he thought if you work hard, and eat your 10 meals a day, you can look like Kai Green or Phil Heath. He never asked any of the bodybuilders if they are on steroids, because he simply did not believe that they were. We also interviewed some of Vlad Udin's high school friends. Every single one of them said that Vlad was not the sharpest knife in the kitchen from an early age. Vlad Udin shocked about steroids. The doctors said that he experienced such shock that he gave out and crapped himself before passing out. Vlad Udin said he never would have made Generation Iron if he thought the guys were on steroids. He thought that all of the pros just drank protein powder and worked out really hard. That is obviously not true, and Vlad is considering making a new movie discussing this topic. His former main actors were the vegan bodybuilder Rich Piana, and many other naturals, like Phil Heath. Conclusion on Vlad Udin. At the end of the day, Vlad made some really great movies and documentaries. Ever since Pumping Iron came out, there has not been a movie for the bodybuilding fans. It does not matter if Vlad came from money or not, it does matter that he makes great movies. This is a niche market that is severely underserved. Bodybuilding will never be mainstream in most experts' opinions, and that is simply because of steroids. Regardless of that fact, Vlad really wanted to show the world what bodybuilding is all about. Steroids are necessary to become a pro bodybuilder, but it does not mean it's all it takes. Bodybuilding is one of the hardest sports in the world, if not the hardest. That is the main message Vlad wanted to show the world. He wanted to show the world what it means to be a bodybuilder, and also show the behind the scenes of the fitness industry. We hope that Vlad keeps making movies around bodybuilding, as it truly is a fascinating sport.